Well, let's head to the Arkansas Mailing Service hotline and talk with Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And Tom, it's great to have you on.
What's up, guys? Pleasure to join you.
Well, Tom, we see a first sighting from one of the coaches to talk about spring practice. And what was your assessment of the press conference and what you got out of that?
Oh, I think Jim Chaney, we heard from talking to Tennessee guys who covered him, kind of a folksy, homespun humor kind of guy, funny, doesn't take things super seriously in terms of dealing with the media, and all that came across yesterday. He accused us of not having a sense of humor, but we know that our time with him is short, so we were trying to get some questions popped in there. But, overall, like the guy. He was quite upfront and honest about a lot of the mistakes that have been occurring, and you can imagine if we had been able to see those first three practices, things that are going on with the quarterbacks and just the meshes and understanding the play calls. And I think they kind of, with a new system and so many new guys at skill spots, kind of kept those three practices closed for that reason. But he was upfront about, ball security. And then we talked to Jonathan Williams and Joel Thomas about that, and they say it's not so much actually fumbling, but the way he was carrying the ball. So it's good to see them pointing those things out immediately and to have the players focus on them. Yeah, I enjoyed the day.
Yeah, and that's what spring ball is for. You work on that those type of things, and especially running backs carrying the ball. And we've had a few people call in, and they want to know about the quarterback situation. Was anything explained there? And you talked about the new terminology and picking up the system. Is there any front runner? Does it seem to be Brandon Allen or Brandon Mitchell? Is it probably going to come down between one of those two guys?
Right, and I have to mention, A.J. Derby is the next Matt Jones, by the way.
I hear you.
And he's super fast, great arm. No, I don't know if there's the coaches right now are shying away when the two words depth and chart
right.
get mentioned. Those coaches are backing away. They're just looking for players, assessing things. But Chaney did mention right up front, however, that the two guys who have experience, Allen and Mitchell, the guy's taking most of the reps now. And but he did mention Taylor Reed and maybe briefly about Derby, but they've played before. They came with solid credentials. So he talked about, however, that there were mistakes, and he didn't specifically mention, like, who did what on the mistakes, but, just getting the plays across to the guys in the huddle and at the line, making the checks and things like that, obviously is not going the way it will be going, say, in the red-white game or in the middle of fall camp next year. It's just a process, and they're taking baby steps right now.
Yeah, and right now they're throwing a lot at you because when you get ready for a game, you go over the game plan, you know the plays. You have about 7 to 12 basic plays that you're going to run, and then you'll have 7 to 12 other type of plays, but you're not running 60 different plays. They're just out of different formation. So I think they will pick that up. What about the defense? Did you get to talk to any defensive coaches, or how's the secondary looking?
Right. Well, yesterday was strictly they're doing this the way the Petrino staff handled things, which is yesterday was strictly offensive guys, offensive coaches and players.
Okay.
And after Thursday's work, those are the type of questions we're going to be able to ask. We've heard great things about DeQuinchon Coleman, the safety, who should come in and be able to, at least be in the rotation. And they talk about his motor, how hard he likes to play. And so you'd think that guys like Eric Bennett and Rohan Gaines would be supplemented and push for starting jobs by him. Carroll Washington, the way they've talked, Bielema talked on the Friday after first three practices that Washington's already considered in the top three mix, along with Tevin Mitchell and I guess Will Hines would be in there and Davion McKinney. So they've got guys who are I think they're going to supplement in the secondary. We're going to find out a lot more about Thursday.
Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us on Overtime. You can follow Tom on Twitter at TomMurphyADG. Tom, listening to some of the press conference, what did you get out of what he was talking with the offensive lineman? Seems like he's a big fan of Swanson.
Oh, huge fan. And one of the neat things they imparted yesterday was that how smart Swanson is and how they're smart centers in the country. And at some points, those guys feel like they know it all, but they think Swanson's still this sponge absorbing things and trying to impart parts of the offense to all 11 guys out there or the other 10, and they want him to be as good as he can be at center. He's going to be a huge part of whether or not this team is going to be able to move guys off the ball and do what they want to do next year. And Bielema said on Friday that he's seen a lot of centers and good centers in his time, and that Swanson would match up with guys like Peter Kahns, and they've got a guy coming out this year named Frederick, so they're really high on Swanson. Now, filling in some of those other spots, they're really testing some guys at tackle. They've got Hurd back, and you know, first sight on Hurd, Bielema thought, you know, wow, this guy was an SEC starter. But he's reshaped his body some. He's getting better. Bray Cook is getting a shot at tackle. And they've got to find some guys to play guard, too. I mean, they're taking a look at Cordell Boyd and guys like Charpentier and Mitch Smothers, moving some between center and guard. So, you know, there's a lot of places on this team. When you talk about different cores, a lot of places on this team where there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you that about Jim Chaney's philosophy, if he talked a little bit about what his philosophy and offense is going to be. Is it going to be like what he did at Tennessee, or are they going to kind of mix up what he did at Tennessee and what Coach Bielema did at Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's going to be a mix, and it's basically assessing what you have, just like any team anywhere, assessing what you have and trying to do what they do best. I mean, obviously the overriding philosophy is going to be we've got to be able to run the ball and get first downs on third and short. That's what Bielema is carrying with him. Obviously, there's not a Tyler Bray type guy with that experience and that arm, you know, right now getting things done. So they've got to work to being a great passing team. I just see them as trying to find a couple of things they do really well that suit the blocking capabilities of the line, that suit having, you know, this skill level at tailback, and then what the quarterbacks can do, and just trying to get in third and short and having some routes that they really feel comfortable that either Brandon Allen or Brandon Mitchell can run, and getting on the same wavelength with these receivers and just kind of moving the chains, being very deliberate, trying to frustrate other teams and winning low-scoring games and drawing the clock out. That's kind of how I see 2013 running for this team.
Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette joining us on Overtime. Tom, a lot of people have talked about the running game. You don't have Nile Davis anymore. Was there any thought or discussion about how the running game looked yesterday?
Well, quite a bit of it. And at the top, I was telling you about talking about Jonathan Williams not carrying the ball securely enough, which Joel Thomas reiterated. I mean, he's the lead guy right now. And then you got Nate Holmes, who's, you know, we saw more as a punt returner last year. I think he had three carries. And, I mean, he's your second string back right now, which just really goes to show the lack of depth there. Alex Collins will help when he comes in. Perhaps Denzel Evans will be able to help him out some too. And then Cody Walker, as he continues to get better, will give them the big back capabilities. So maybe when it's all said and done, there'll be plenty of tailbacks. For this spring, Chaney was joking around, but they are so short on manpower, they're going to have to be careful how many reps these guys get in live tackling, or as he put it, or we'll be in real trouble. We'll have to pass the ball all the time. They know what their limitations are. They know they've got manpower shortages in certain places. They're just trying to find guys who can play and a system that will fit their talents. And, you know, they're 4 days in. It's a long process.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you also, and you said that keep the games close. And Coach Bielema, when I looked at his last 3 years at Wisconsin, I believe out of their losses, there was only one double-digit loss. So they keep the game close and give themselves a chance to win. But also – running back by committee. Now, I think Alex Collins is going to come in and be that second back if he picks up the offense and potentially be in the starter by the end of the year. But do you see them? It is definitely going to be a running back by committee where they're going to have two or three in that rotation.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. As you guys know, that's the trend now in college. Now, running backs are starting to accept that or have been accepting that. You look at the Alabama blueprint and a lot of other teams are doing it too, but if you got two guys that can hammer on people, you're in good shape. And And I'm sure that is going to be part of the philosophy here. I've looked at their offensive numbers from Wisconsin, and while they don't blow you away passing, when they had Wilson and the fellow before him, they completed a good percentage. Their numbers,
they're efficient, yeah.
They were very efficient. That's the great word for it, an efficient offense. They're low on turnovers and low on penalties, and if they can impart that to this coming team, even though I think Arkansas is going to have deficiencies in several areas, they might have a chance to win some close games and be a little bit better than we think.
Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Tom, thanks for the time.
Guys, I enjoyed it. Take care.